The next patient is Margaret Mancupson, M-A-K-U-P-S-O-N. First name, Margaret. This is the clinical case of a 73-year-old white female. 73-year-old female. Patient of Dr. Toussaint. T-O-U-S-S-A-A-N-T. Who has been referred to the office because of the presence of proteinuria, period. The patient has a lengthy history of Hashimoto's thyroiditis that has been treated with the administration of levothyroxine. And also a history of hypertension that has been present for more than 10 years, also treated with medication, and most of the time of their control period. The patient has been living in Highlands County for 5 years. Last year, the patient went to California to spend some time there. And in the month of August, she developed a general picture of weakness, tiredness, general malaise. She became anemic and apparently was sick. She was seen by all sorts of specialists, including a rheumatologist. She was given steroids, and eventually she started to improve gradually and decided to move back to Florida. The patient has been improving gradually. However, there is evidence of proteinuria, and there was evidence of decreasing the estimated GFR that went down to 48 mLs per minute, period. By looking at the and examining all the referral and the past history, the patient at the time of the beginning of 2023, she was in very, very stable condition. Your analysis didn't show any type of activity, and there was no evidence of proteinuria. But later on, after the patient had the clinical picture described above, the patient has developed proteinuria that is a documented selective proteinuria that was documented on December the 7th of 2023 of 652. The urinalysis has shown 1 to 2 plus proteinuria. The patient is getting progressively better. It's my impression that the patient has an autoimmune process exacerbation, most likely associated to the Hashimoto's. That is evidence of elevation of the thyroperoxidase antibodies in the past, and the evidence of ANA that is positive, 1 in 160. However, the inflammatory markers like sedimentation rate and CRP are getting better. The anemia is fading away, the patient is feeling better. And I think that this process will correct. Nevertheless, I'm going to order the renal ultrasound, a 24-hour unit for creatinine clearance of protein, a protein creatinine ratio in the urine, urine analysis in order to analyze the sediment. At that time, we'll decide what to do if the process is still active. Number two, arterial hypertension under control. Number three, a patient has a hyperlipidemia that is treated with statin. Following number, she has a questionable coronary artery disease. They are advocating the need for a cardiac catheterization, and for the time being we are going to evaluate the case and decide and make the final recommendations. The following number, hypertension that is under control. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without any symptoms. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. I will see the patient back in 8 weeks.